explain it off you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the November Planning Authority meeting for Brighton Council. I begin by advising that in accordance with Regulation 8 of the Local Government Meeting Procedure Regulations 2025, the chairperson is to make a verbal statement at the beginning of the meeting to the effect that an audio recording is being made of this meeting. All persons attending this meeting are to be respectful of and considerate towards other persons attending the meeting, and language and conduct at the meeting that could be perceived as offensive, defamatory or threatening to a person attending the meeting or listening to the recording is not acceptable. I move on and acknowledge the Palawarpakana, Tasmanian Aboriginal community, as the traditional and original owners of the skies, land and water of Lutruwita, and forward our respects to their elders both past and present. Brighton Council acknowledges the continued connection the Tasmanian Aboriginal people still have to the skies, land and water of Lutruwita that provides them with the food, medicine and crafts celebrated through ceremony today. Item 3 is apologies and requests for leave of absence. We have two apologies this evening, which is Councillor Irons and Councillor Whelan. Thank you. Someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Owens, seconded by Councillor Della Torre. Sorry, just... I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
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 Against? Carried. Item 4 is notification of leave of absence. For parental leave, there are no requests. Item 5 is public question time and deputations. There aren't any. Item 6 is declaration of interest. Would anyone like to declare an interest in anything that is on the agenda this evening? No interest has been declared. Item 7 is council acting as a planning authority. Just remind everyone we're acting under the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. Item 7.1 is a development application, 2025-00135, for establishment of food service use and construction of car parking at 2 Strong Street in Bridgewater. Hand over to...
Thank you so much. Presenting today is the development application, DI-2025-135, which proposes the establishment of the food services for the mobile food vendor, the construction of car parking at 2 Strong Street in Bridgewater. The application was prepared and submitted by a council officer, Brian Wath. So therefore, in accordance with Council Policy 6.4, assessment of council-related development applications, the DA requires determination by the planning authority. The use classes are categorized as food services and passive recreation under this planning scheme. In the utility zone, the passive recreation use is a no planning permit required use. Food services use is permitted use under the site-specific qualification for number 2 Strong Street site, provided it is for a mobile food vendor. The application is discretionary because a small portion of the proposed car parking and driveway being located within the task network's inner protection area and up the electricity transmission corridor. The site being within the Bridgewater Quarry specific area plan is the second discretionary items. The applications were advertised and no representation received during the public notification period. A council planning officer has completed the assessment and recommend the application to be approved with conditions.
Thanks, Dan. Councillors, any questions of Dan?
That looks good.
If not, there's a recommend... Sorry, Councillor Rowan.
Is the power available for the food vans or plenty of?
It's a big one.
Usually our food vans are required to be supporting. From my understanding, there will be power.
Yeah, because we probably need it for lighting around that circle area. Yeah.
There's a lighting.
Just to clarify,
should be able to.
Councillor Owen, there's power there for the lighting, also for the toilet. But as Jay mentioned, generally most of the food vans that do on-site are all self-sufficient.
Yeah, generators.
Thank you. Councillors, anything further? If not, we have a recommendation on page 16 of our agenda to approve subject to conditions. Is someone prepared to move? Moved by Councillor Geard,
well,
seconded by Councillor Curran. Would you like to speak to the motion?
It's just been a while getting there, but we've looked at it for years now, so look, I think it's going to be a benefit for not only the truck people, but the people working in the area as well, and anyone actually travelling through there somewhere they can stop off, and it's just off the beaten track. So, yeah, I think it'll be well worth it. So just a matter of the food vans publicising it, and we can publicise as well in the community news and help them out as well. So, yeah, good work.
Councillor Curran, you wish to address?
I'd just like to say that this is going to be an amazing asset for anyone who works there. It will give them more of a sense of community rather than just a workplace.
Yep.
So I think it's very exciting. I'll be to second it.
Thank also, you. Mayor, the fact that there were no representations, I think, is very encouraging. So.
Yeah.
Is there anything further? If not, I'll put that motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Carried. Thank you. That concludes the...